From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. The Birmingham City Council will look a bit different when it meets next time. Today, three new city councilors will be sworn into office, giving women a majority of the seats on the panel. WBHM's Cody Short has more.
During last week's meeting, members said goodbye to Council President William Parker and Councilors John Hilliard and Stephen Hoyt. Mayor Randall Woodfin acknowledged their work.
Councilor Stephen Hoyt, to President Councilor William Parker and to Councilor John Hilliard, truly it's been an honor to serve with you.
Jonathan Moore, Carol Clark, and Latanya Tate will join the council, meaning five of the nine seats are now held by women. Stephen Hoyt, who decided not to run for re-election, says he knows the women will get the work done.
I think it's wonderful. I think they're going to do a great job. You know, if you want it done right anyway, you go get a woman, right?
This won't be the first time the council is occupied mostly by women. It happened after the 2013 election. Council President Pro Tem Wardeen Alexander says that she's excited Birmingham voters kept inclusion and equity in mind when they went to the polls. Councilors will elect new leadership as well. After all, President William Parker lost his bid for re-election. Alexander says the field for president of Pro Tem is wide open.
I think all nine of us are looking to what that leadership will be. And so we'll just be able to see on Tuesday which direction the council takes us.
The swearing in and election of new council officers will happen during Tuesday's regular meeting at Birmingham City Hall. Cody Short, WBHM.